Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello, and welcome to the Question of the Week podcast. I'm Felicity Bedford. This time, we've been losing sleep over Stirling's query.
What causes sleepwalking, and what can be done to prevent it?
I don't think I ever sleepwalk. But I wonder how many people don't know that they have strange nocturnal behaviour. I spoke to Dr. Ian Smith from Papworth Hospital's sleep clinic, who explained how a snooze can lead to a late-night stroll.
Sleepwalking is almost normal in children. Up to a fifth of children will do it at some stage, usually with no important consequences. Sleepwalking starts in deep sleep, and this is deeper in children than in adults. This deep sleep stage is the most refreshing and seems to be important to brain repair and memory sorting. But memory itself is switched off during deep sleep, and so one feature of sleepwalking is that the walker usually has no recollection of what's happened. Some stimulus, a noise, being jogged, an irregular patch of breathing jolts the sleeper out of deep sleep into a mixed wake sleep state. Most people would just fall back to sleep, but those prone to sleepwalking will get up and start roaming without waking completely. Typically, the walker will have their eyes open, but will not fully interact with other people. They'll often navigate obstacles skillfully, but may not recognise dangers, and might, for example, try to climb out of a window. Usually an episode lasts just a few minutes, and then the walker will return to bed.
Is there any particular reason you might be prone to wandering around the house like a zombie in the dead of night?
Sleepwalking runs in families, and in some people a marker has been found in the genetic code which is strongly associated with the condition. It's not advisable to try and wake a sleepwalker as they may be confused and aggressive.
That's good to know. But if sleepwalking is in your genes, is there anything you can do to prevent it?
In managing a sleepwalker, we would look to reduce triggers, which include irregular sleep habits, stress, alcohol, some antidepressants, and sleep apnea, that's interrupted breathing during sleep. Occasionally, people put themselves and others at risk during sleepwalking, and medication can reduce the frequency of episodes. Simple precautions for safety include locking upstairs windows, removing sharp and fragile objects from the bedroom. In people with disruptive sleepwalking, we would recommend referral to a specialist sleep clinic.
Thanks, Ian. I hope that helps, Stirling, and that you have a restful night's sleep soon. Our next question is from James.
So what are the bags that you get under your eyes when you're tired? One thought, they're facial markings that have evolved to warn people away from crabby bad sleepers.
After a late night, I certainly wish I didn't get black rings under my eyes. Get in touch and let us know what you think by emailing chris@nakedscientists.com. Find us on Facebook, tweet @nakedscientists, or join in the debate on the forum, thenakedscientists.com/forum.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the Wellcome Trust and UK Fast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.